Good morning. Welcome to Little Swatara this morning. It's been a little chilly, it's been a little warmer, but inside here we've got the sun shining. All right, so I was given a couple of announcements here. Most importantly, I don't know if anybody smelled it walking in, but the Ladies Fellowship is providing a spaghetti lunch right after second service here. It is being given to the congregation. They are giving this to us, so please join us for some yummy lunch. Todd asked me to call your attention. There's an announcement in your bulletin. Camp Swatara is gonna be doing an 18-hole disc golf course. So take a look at that. They're wanting to help get that going here. And then Patty asked me to announce the We Care packages for our college students and our military people. She has a list of what they still need. So if you'd like to donate something to the We Care, see Patty and she'll tell you what ideas she's got for what we still need. Are there any other announcements that we have? Oh, come on up, Pat. So I just want to invite anybody that would like to join us for caroling and visiting next Sunday after the worship, second worship service, after the 10:30 worship service, we'll be going out doing some caroling and visiting. We want to try to continue that once a month. So please join us. We'll provide some light lunch before we go. Kenny's bringing you a microphone there, Burl.
I'm coming.
You're loud, but we want the people in Facebook land to hear us too.
Hello, Facebook. Someone said in the directories, in the bulletin, it says directories are available. They are not available. The little computer Grinches got in and we found some a major issue. So hopefully we can get that corrected tomorrow and get them back out for next week. So some of you have them, I know, a few are out there, but please do not take any if you find the secret hiding place.
Because yes, they are filled with gremlins.
You will be highly disappointed.
All right, so we will wait until we're given the okay before we start taking those directories. Any other announcements? Then if you would stand and join me in our united call to worship here. Today, Lord, we thank you for being known. We thank you we can reach out and connect to you. Help us see you above all the commotion in the world. Set our eyes on you alone and search our hearts that we would always keep you at the center. Please join us in hymn number 521.
Thank you.
Good morning. Each week we like to give a shout out to Daniel. If you're new here, Daniel has been recovering from brain surgery. He's in Hershey being given lots of therapy, and we are supporting him through our prayers and our encouragement. And so if everyone can turn around and look at the camera and wave to Daniel and say, "You got this with God's help." 1, 2, 3. You got this with God's help. We love you, Daniel. Hope you're having a great day. Blessings upon you. And continue to support the family. He has his ups and downs, but we're praying for more ups than downs. And there's an end in sight. So hopefully he'll be coming home before we can even begin to applause. That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it? Amen. In your bulletin every week, you'll notice a list of prayer concerns. Keep those near and dear to you as you pray each day. But we do like to open it up during our service with a microphone. Just simply put your hand in the air, and we'll get that to you to invite any other joys or concerns you may have.
Asking for prayers for family of a former coworker, the family of Charlotte DeCola. Charlotte struggled with two different types of cancer for a long, long time, and she finally succumbed this past week.
And the flowers you see in the front here in memory of Jen Emmerichs, her service was yesterday, and continue to keep the Emmerich family in your prayer as well. And we see the Blatts in the back. Welcome back from your cruise. I'm sure it's a little colder than it was out there in the Bahamas, but we're glad to see the Blatt family back and others that haven't been here. Good to see all of you. Any other joys or concerns you'd like to share?
I'd just like to lift up my parents, Christine and Martin Bayshore. Mom is back in the hospital. And just keep her in your prayers for strength and for health, and also my dad as he's traveling back and forth again to the hospital. Thanks.
Herm says, thanks for all the cards, the prayers, and I understand what Gary's saying, doing the farm work and running back and forth to the hospital. That was more of a strain than doing the farm work. But he's on recovery. We had a big bump in the road there. His blood levels are coming back. Things are getting better. He'd lost like 22 pounds through the whole thing, so we got some feeding to do. And we're working on that and getting some strength back. Just keep him in your prayers because he's starting to feel like he's Superman again, and he's not.
Oh, boy. And we want to welcome Cody's family in the front rows here. They're joining. Cody will be baptized in just a little while. So we want to welcome you to our service here this morning. Thanks for joining Cody in this very special occasion. Any other joys or concerns? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you first and foremost for loving us, for forgiving us through the cross, and for giving us the opportunity, the knowledge of eternal salvation. And as we walk this earth by faith, we know that that forgiveness is always available. We know that your grace is always sufficient for us. But Lord, we do face challenges, and we have things before us that tend to wear us down. But Lord, we know that you are our strength when we are feeling weak. So we just pray for those on our concern list this morning and lift them up by name. We think of Herman this morning. We think of Christine this morning. We think of Carl this morning, and we lift up our dear friend Daniel and just ask, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen each one of them as they recover. Lord, give them the appetites they need. Allow the food to get to the places it needs to go. And each day, Lord, I pray that you would just pour your healing power upon them. And we trust and believe in you, Lord, that all these things too shall pass. So thank you, God, for your presence in each of our lives as we go through different storms in life. But Lord, we do come today rejoicing, knowing that Cody will be baptized in a few minutes, Lord, in a few moments, and just pray your blessing over him and over his family as he makes that commitment to you, Lord. And we just thank you that each one of us can be reminded of our own baptismal vows and be reminded that your Spirit goes with us and your Spirit gives us what we need each and every moment. And we just pray your Holy Spirit's comfort upon those that are grieving today. We think of the Emmerich family and continue to lift them up, and others that have lost loved ones. Lord, we think of the Charlotte DePulo family this morning and just ask that you would bless each of them, Lord, with your comfort and with your peace. And those dealing with cancer. We just pray, if it be your will, that cancer would cease in the powerful name of Jesus, and any other diseases that we're facing this morning. We know that you're a God that's bigger than all of them, but we trust you as we walk through those valleys and just allow our faith to get us through those journeys. So we come now, Lord, and confess our sins to you. We know that through this week, there may have been things that we've done that didn't please you. There may be things we thought, and we just want to take pause this morning and just say, I'm sorry, and ask for forgiveness. So thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers of confession. Father, we know that your goodness and your mercy endures forever. We know that your love is unconditional. But Lord, there's days we feel not worthy of that love, and today we proclaim that we're your children, that we are bought at a price, and we know that that forgiveness is not taken for granted. And we live each moment for you, knowing that you're the one who has given us the plans that we have before us. And we try not to look too far ahead. We try to live here in this very moment, for we know we're not guaranteed tomorrow. So Lord, we just trust this day before you, and we rejoice in it, and we're glad, and we're thankful for what we're dealing with, because we know that it's you, God, that will see us through. So thank you for being here in our midst and allowing us to worship you and to know you in a greater way. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen.
I don't know if you guys can see the quilt back here on the offering table behind me. All those little bitty patches, all put together, one great big snuggly warm blanket. That's our offerings. You give a little bit, you give a little bit, I give a little bit. We put it all together. We've got a great big blanket of God's love that we're handing out to our, hopefully to our community and to each other. So, you know, sometimes you don't have a lot, but one little square on there, a couple of threads, it all adds up. Please bow your heads and pray with me. Father in heaven, we know you can take all these little bits from us, join them together, and do wondrous and miraculous works. We thank you, Lord, for everything you give back to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Any of the other kids want to come on up and join me up here? There we go. All right. Oh, I see them coming. They're coming down the lane. Good morning, everybody. It's really nice to have you all here today. Good morning. Sorry, my foot's kind of in the way. So we're talking about Zacchaeus today. Do you guys know who Zacchaeus is? Yeah. What did everybody know about Zacchaeus? Go ahead.
He climbed up in the sycamore tree.
He did. Why did he climb in the tree?
Because he was too small.
He was too short. What else do we know about Zacchaeus? Do you know what Zacchaeus did for a job? He was the tax collector. Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you, all these grown-ups out here are gonna agree. Nobody likes paying taxes. And the problem with Zacchaeus was he didn't just collect the taxes, he took a little bit more and stuck it in his pocket. So nobody likes Zacchaeus at all. So back here a minute to being short. So you can all see I got this boot on my foot. So we went on a trip a couple weeks ago, my family, and all week, you can see the picture up there, I had to ride around in a wheelchair because I couldn't stand on my foot. We were at Disney. But you'll notice my family standing behind me, they're all really tall. And I'm down really low, really short. So you know what? I can identify with Zacchaeus. Because that same trip, we went to a parade. And okay, I saw some of it, but what am I looking at mostly? The back of people's heads. So Zacchaeus hears Jesus coming, and all he's seeing is the backs of heads. So what did he do? He climbed up that tree. He climbed up that tree, and he could see. But what do you think he felt when all of a sudden Jesus, the most famous, important man he knew, stopped under that tree and said, "Zacchaeus, get down here. I'm going to your house." Wow. You're going to my house? I'm a tax collector and a sinner. Not only that, you know my name, and you want to come to my house.
He knows everything.
He does know everything, but you know, sometimes when you know you've been bad, you feel a little bad about yourself, and you don't think people are going to really want to know you, let alone Jesus know your name. Not only did Jesus know his name, he wanted to eat with him, and they went back to the house. And Zacchaeus was so happy, he said, "You know what, Jesus, I am so sorry. I'm giving it all back." You know what he even did? Gave back four times as much as he took from people. And from then on, he was a good person. So, short little Zacchaeus, bad man Zacchaeus, he learned his lesson, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And God forgave him, just like he forgives you and me. Will you guys pray with me?
Yeah.
Dear God, thank you for sending us Jesus, who knows us by name. He knows all our sins and loves us anyway. Help us to be the good person Jesus wants us to be. Amen. Thanks, guys.
Would you pray with me? Lord, we come before you with our ears opened, our minds opened, and our hearts ready to receive what you would have in store for us from this story of Zacchaeus. We know, Lord, that each day we count ourselves not very worthy of your love, but Lord, despite ourselves, you continue to love us. We do pray, Lord, though, that you would help sanctify us, that you would help make us new each day as we turn to you and we look to you for strength and we look to you for renewal. We pray now, Lord, that you would just have your way in the rest of this service. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Every now and then, husbands come up with some pretty amazing gift ideas, or so we like to think. I just happened to remember that Denise enjoyed Chris Tomlin, and he was coming to Santander Arena. So I went ahead and I bought front row tickets and was so excited for Denise to see her favorite Christian artist. So we make our way to our seats and the concert is about to begin. There was one small problem with those front row seats. There was yet another section beyond us called floor seating. Now, as most concerts, when they begin, everyone stands up. Well, even though we were in the front row, 6 foot Matt could see beyond the crowd in front of me. But 5 foot Denise could only see the back of everyone. She leans over to me and says, "Honey, we could have just listened to Chris at home." So much for a great gift idea. So call it vertically challenged, call it short people probs. There just wasn't much seeing going on for our biblical character today. I'd invite you to turn to our scripture. It's in Luke 19, and we'll be reading aloud together verses 1 to 10. Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. And one thing about the Word of God is we should stand in reverence of it, for we know that it's the light before us, the path for our way. So let's stand and read together God's Word. Luke 19, 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power it has to change our lives, to help our perspective in seeing things. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, we don't read very far before we realize Zacchaeus is one of the head tax collectors in the region of Jericho. The scripture goes on to say that he was a rich man. Now, keep in mind, Jewish tax collectors were despised, and for very good reason. First of all, they were known for cheating the taxpayers. And secondly, they worked for Rome. Other Jews actually saw Jewish tax collectors as collaborators with the enemy, traitors to their own people. But all Zacchaeus wants is to see Jesus as he passes through town. We're talking about a glimpse, a brief look, nothing more. So here we are, the crowd is forming. We can imagine Zacchaeus weaving in and out of foot traffic, doing all he can to simply see beyond the next person. But it's no use. But Zacchaeus has a plan. He's not going to give up that easy. And friends, nor should we when we're seeking after the Lord to discover his plans for our lives. So knowing that, Jesus would pass by a certain sycamore fig tree, Zacchaeus runs ahead and he climbs the tree, figuring he just might see Jesus passing below. Now, friends, this action is rather interesting. First of all, Zacchaeus doesn't consider himself important enough for Jesus to even notice him. Yet, secondly, he wants to see Jesus anyway. It'd be like me going to extreme measures, trying to see my most favorite Eagles player, Brian Dawkins. But like most celebrities, they probably wouldn't even notice us. But keep in mind, friends, Jesus is not some celebrity. He wants to be known. He longs for us to see him. So regardless, Zacchaeus climbs the tree in hopes of his divine moment. Now, we can imagine little Zach goes out on a limb, and perhaps he sits on a branch, or maybe he hangs there. We can assume so because a sycamore tree is a mighty tree. It was famous for its timber, but it was foreign to the Israelites. It's rather fitting that a tax collector, who we remember is a social outsider, would be sitting upon or hanging from a tree that is a botanical outsider. So as the story goes, to the complete astonishment of Zacchaeus and the crowd, Jesus stops under the tree, looks up, and says, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Now, I want you to pause here for a moment. From what we know, Zacchaeus has never met Jesus before. So it's not unusual for Jesus to stop and to look up, but then he calls him by name. Friends, what that demonstrates to each of us is that he knows you by your name. Maybe you sit here in church and you wonder, does God even know who I am? And you can believe and trust that indeed he does know you. But then Jesus goes on to do something we might feel a bit uncomfortable with. He self-invites himself to Zacchaeus' house. Now, in any ordinary circumstance, someone coming up to us and saying, "Hey, I'm coming to your house today," might bring us a response like this. "Wait, what? You're coming today? You mean right now? Like after church, you're coming to my house? But I didn't have time to clean up. I didn't have time to prepare anything. I'm not sure I even have food in the fridge. Nothing's ready." And we might panic. But Zacchaeus, instead of saying, "Yo, Jesus, how about another day?" he's excited. He's thrilled to meet with Jesus. And that's the Lord that we serve. Every single day, God invites us to be a part of his kingdom without having to get all cleaned up. That invitation is open, and it says he stands at the door and he knocks. Friends, he's waiting for us. He's saying, "Come as you are. I don't even care the kind of sinner you are. You're worthy of my attention." So without a doubt whatsoever, Zacchaeus is overjoyed. But, the crowds don't get it. They start to complain, they start to grumble, because they know who Zacchaeus is. They can't understand why this Jesus would choose to associate with a sinner such as he. But friends, don't lose sight of the radical change about to take place. Zacchaeus is so affected, so impacted by the moment it becomes divine. We hear him now standing up declaring, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount." That is the power of an encounter with Jesus. It's ironic. In Hebrew, Zacchaeus means pure one or innocent. I don't know about you, but up until this point, he was anything but pure or anything but innocent. But as we've read, that is exactly who he has become. Jesus joyously proclaims that salvation has come to Zacchaeus' house, and that even the tax collector was now a son of Abraham. Consider our lives for a moment. Consider those people we choose to simply write off. The ones we say, you know, they're never going to get it. They're never going to come to Jesus. And here's what Jesus says to that crowd. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus says elsewhere in Matthew's gospel, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Friends, it seems obvious that curiosity was the prime motive in the mind of Zacchaeus. And it reminds us, as Zechariah 4:10 reads, to never despise the day of small things. You see, God often chooses, as 1 Corinthians 1:27 reads, the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. Consider this throughout Scripture. God uses the tear of a baby to move the heart of Pharaoh's daughter. He uses David's sling with a small stone to overthrow a Philistine giant. A widow with but a handful of meal to sustain the prophet Elijah. And the little children, as we saw gathered here this morning, to teach the disciples a lesson on humility. Today, he uses simple curiosity as a means for reaching Zacchaeus with the message of salvation. So friends, no matter where we are in life at this very moment, God uses the little things to accomplish his divine purposes. And always remember, friends, no one is too far gone or beyond the reach of God's grace. Maybe today, in your world, there's all these little things stacked up, and you're wondering, why, God, all these little things? Could it be God's about to do something big in your life? Or maybe you sit here this morning and say, oh, God can't use me. I don't have the giftedness. I don't have the talents. But that one small thing that you can do, God will magnify that and use it to his glory. So remember this day, in those small things, God is planning for something big. Speaking of small things, the elements come in just a tiny piece of bread and in a small cup of juice. But we know what that body and that blood did to change the course of history. Jesus gave himself as the ultimate sacrifice that our sins might be forgiven and we might know him. So take time as we begin to prepare for communion to examine your hearts, to see where you are in your relationship with God. The deacons may come forward. Oh God, by your grace, we have become part of the family of faith. We have made a commitment to Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. Grant that as we partake of this bread and this cup, we might renew our vows to one another and to the Christ whom we serve. Amen. All of us who are in love and fellowship in the family of God, who do trust and earnestly repent of sin, who humbly put our trust in Christ, and who desire his help that we might walk in newness of life, are invited to draw near to God and receive this communion to our comfort through Jesus our Lord. In the book of Luke, it tells us that Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Would you pray with me? Holy God, we pray your blessing on this sacred symbol of Christ's broken body. May we receive and partake of this bread in faith, recalling the life and death of Jesus Christ. Increase our gratitude and our obedience. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. As you receive the bread, I invite you to contemplate and continue to examine your hearts until I invite us to eat of it. As we eat this bread, may we affirm our faith in words first spoken by Christians many centuries ago. The bread which we break is the communion of the body of Christ. You may eat. We're told that Jesus said, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And we are reminded, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Would you pray with me? Holy and loving God, we pray your blessing upon this sacred symbol of the blood of Jesus the Christ. Our hearts are lifted in thanksgiving for love poured out. As in faith we drink this cup, may your forgiveness and your divine spirit be poured afresh into our lives through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In humble thanksgiving and joy for life so freely given, repeat after me the words of faith. The cup which we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ. You may drink. Let's pray. O God, you are never far from us. You reach out and touch us through your Spirit, through symbols, and through the hands of those we love. We are deeply grateful to have a place at your table and to share in this sacred food. By your grace, may we continue on our pilgrimage, carrying into all of life the saving love of the Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen and amen. I'd like to introduce you to Cody Haig. Cody is the son of Mike and Alicia Haig and his sister. If you can put your hand in the air and wave it, there's Sarah. And a lot of those people gathered there are all families. Are there any friends there too? All family?
Yeah, pretty much.
And Cody lives on a farm. Now Cody and I are friends on Snapchat. Cody does something every morning that wakes me up. It's a Snapchat at about 5:30 a.m., 5:34 a.m., somewhere in that area, 5:17 a.m. And it makes me think, wow, here's a kid in, what grade are you in?
Seventh
grade, getting up, devoted to his family farm. At least that's what I think he's doing. He's not playing video games, is he?
No.
Okay. Devoted to the family farm. You got to send pictures of the farm work. There you go. And working through the day, being homeschooled. And then at night, he sends a Snapchat as he ends the evening. But Cody's a great guy. I hope everyone gets a chance to meet him. He's a lot of fun. He knows the Lord, no doubt. He told me so much about Jesus in my office as we prepared for membership class that blew me away. So at a young age, we can already see a future present leader in the church. So Cody, will you now join with us as members of Christ's body by declaring your faith through this covenant? Do you believe that Jesus is God's Son? And do you receive him and trust him as your Lord and Savior?
I will.
Will you turn away from all sin? And will you endeavor by God's grace to live according to the example and teaching of Jesus?
I will.
Will you be loyal to the church, upholding it by your prayers and your presence, your substance, and your service?
I will.
In response to Cody's pledge of loyalty to Christ and to the church, let us renew our own covenant of faith and voice our welcome to this new brother in Christ as he's about to be baptized. Number 777 in the back of your hymnal. Number 777. As we now receive you into the fellowship of the church, we make this covenant with you. As we renew our own covenant with God, to bear each other's burdens, to assist in times of need, to share our gifts and possessions, to forgive as Christ has forgiven us, to support each other in joy and sorrow, and in all things to work for the common good, thus making known Christ's presence among us to the glory of God. And we reunite with each other now. May we all be joined with Christ. Our Lord. Cody, we may enter the baptismal waters. Cody, having made your profession of faith before God and these people, I baptize you in the name of the Father. In the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Precious Lord Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you for Cody's life. We know, Lord, that you have incredible plans in store for him. We pray that the Holy Spirit would just descend upon him now, that you would give him everything he needs to traverse through this life. Use him in mighty and powerful ways to your glory. And may we surround him with the love and the comfort that we have for one another. And may we be alongside him through this journey, helping him to grow and helping us to learn together. And we thank you for Cody's life and for his parents and for his family gathered here today and for each one. And it's in Jesus' name, amen.
I invite the congregation to join in singing This Is the Day, to give Cody a little bit of time to get changed so that he can join us for the last hymn. Our last hymn is Whom Shall I Fear, Angel Armies of God. And it's a song that Cody picked, so I'd like him to be able to be here as we join in that. So let's do This Is the Day, and we'll let this side start, and you guys over here on the organ side will be the echo, okay? We'll sing through it a couple of times.
This is the day. This
in that knowledge that God is always by our side. As we celebrated with our dear friend Cody, may we be reminded of our own baptismal vows, that together as the church, as the body of believers, we can unite and we can be renewed and committed to one another, serving this mighty God. Amen. Go in peace.